All right, it's Thursday afternoon. It's time for the Hollywood Minutes. All right, each and every week at this time, we bring in our man Hollywood, the man on the street. He'll give us his unique perspective on sports, plus some inside dirt on what's going on in Tinseltown. And I'm sure that today he wants to talk NBA because it's his favorite conspiracy to discuss. Hollywood, how are you?
You know what? Oh, we're driving the world wild. I just got back from the Playboy Mansion. You know,
that's right.
Was amazing. You know, Kelly, next time your wife's out of town, you can window shop with me at the Playboy Mansion.
Okay, so the Playboy Mansion is a good time, huh?
You know what? It wasn't bad. I was stealing Joey Fatone's mistress the whole time, but me and Joey, we became buddies at the end.
Ah, wow. Jeez, I'm glad to hear that. Joey's kind of a big dude.
You know, he was a little bigger than he should be. He maybe he needs to go on my workout plan, but...
see, Hollywood, I didn't even know Joey Fatone liked girls.
Yeah, I was a little shocked, but, you know, his mistress did come my way a little too quick. But, you know, that's no surprise to me. It happens all the time.
Well, see, and that's the life of the Hollywood man. All right, Hollywood, listen, I saw a story this week, and I thought, this is going to be number one on his list. Tim Donaghy apparently called his buddy Scott Foster 134 times during that 2006-2007 season. Does this lend itself, in your opinion, to even more of the idea of a NBA conspiracy?
You know, I'll say it again. I'll say it always here on the Hollywood Minutes. There is no conspiracy. The NBA is absolutely fixed. It is more fixed than professional wrestling. And you know what? Right then and there, where is the media on this? Where is somebody calling out? Where is somebody agreeing to say, hey, where is this investigation? There's so much on this. Do you remember when Jordan lost to Dominique Wilkins in the slam dunk contest and they just handed it to Jordan at the end? They said, he won it. It was in Chicago, magically. When are people going to open their eyes? There is no conspiracy. It's just flat out. It's just scripted.
It's scripted. You're saying that this is like, you know, this is like what happens. Let's do lunch. I got to show you my new screenplay kind of thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. When Stern goes for investors, he says, look, this is what I got for you. I got Celtics, Lakers, going to the final. What do you guys think? I got Kobe. We'll have Bynum come in next year. It's okay. You know, Donahue came. Here's the thing. Lakers fans should be upset at Donahue because he cost them another free-handed championship. The thing about it was it was all set up for Stern to hand Kobe another championship, and when Donahue came out reporting the 2002 cheating, then Stern had to take it away from Kobe this year and say, oh, well, look, we don't always fix it for the Lakers. We don't always fix it for the Lakers.
Oh, I got you.
So they shouldn't be upset about this. But you know what? Hey, Kelly, I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I attended a funeral two nights ago.
What?
Yeah, I attended a funeral. You know what the funeral was of?
No, what?
Professional baseball.
They
finally buried it. It's completely done. I was at the gym, and there's 18 screens on the screen. And I said, hey, where's my trainer? You know, look as good as I do. You got to have a trainer, you know.
Right.
And that's my trainer. Where's my trainer? I asked where he was. And they said, well, he's watching the game. I didn't even know what game they're talking about. Later, I found out from a cousin there was an all-star game going around. Do you remember when that was a big deal?
Yes, I do remember when that was a big deal. Back when, you know, I was really young.
What happened?
Well, I think this is what happened. I think that as soon as they got cable TV and MLB.com, where you can watch all these guys every night on TV, and when they introduced interleague play and you get to see these guys go head-to-head against each other, the All-Star Game's a joke. You don't need it anymore.
You know what? That you brought up some good points, besides the fact that the entire sport of baseball is pretty much boring. But,
yeah.
You know, what do you think? I looked on the tombstone at the funeral.
Yeah.
Once they packed it in and it said death of baseball was like 1808 to 1994. I didn't realize it's been dead that long, but apparently it has.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you juice too long. Your heart just finally gives out.
Now, speaking of juicing, is there some truth to these rumors about Bonds and the Yankees?
Well, see, and that's the thing that I think is intriguing. I thought that it may be something that was coming down the pike until today when I saw the fact that the Yankees signed Richie Sexton, who had just been released by Seattle like last week. So I think that anyone and everyone in Major League Baseball is avoiding Bonds like the plague. Doesn't Bonds play on your Hollywood softball team, though?
This is true. On my Hollywood softball team, I have Barry Bonds, I have Jose Canseco, but more importantly, they have Hollywood himself, a two-time MVP of the Hollywood Softball League, by the way.
Nice. Now, let me ask you this question. Yes?
And by the way, I did that completely without juice.
Well, and that's good to know, except maybe Jamba Juice. We're talking with Hollywood Minute, hanging out with us here. And listen, I guess this whole thing with Brett Favre now, the Packers claiming that the Vikings tampered with Brett Favre, we haven't really had a chance to kind of get your insight into what's going on with Brett. I mean, is he like, I don't know, is he like that C-level actor who was once an A-level actor trying to make a comeback?
You know, he's not Ben Affleck, but no. I'm going to tell you something here about Brett Favre. They're trying to keep Brett Favre out of football like they did Canseco and Bonds. The only difference is, in football, everybody is not only juicing on HGH, they basically freely admit it, as opposed to baseball, where they're all doing it and acting like they don't know what's going on. But here's the thing about Brett Favre. Brett Favre was robbed of the rematch against the Denver Broncos when Jerry Rice fumbled the ball and the refs acted like they were looking the other way in 1998. That, you got robbed of that. I mean, was it 99 or 98? When was that?
Yeah, whatever.
Ever since then, Commissioner Tagliabue and whoever's over there running it, basically all under Stern's wing, they don't want Favre to come back. They don't like Favre because Favre doesn't play by their rules. Favre won't tank the games or sit. Favre tries the whole game through, and they don't like that.
Favre is like Adam Sandler and Burt Reynolds, you know, Paul Crewe, the character Paul Crewe in The Longest Yard, huh? He won't throw the game.
Favre, you know, is too legit to quit the whole way, and you know what? Nice. I'd love to have him on our Raiders. I'd even love to have him go to the Niners. Instantaneously Super Bowl bound. I hope somebody gets him. Favre, like you said on your show, Favre is the everyman. Everyone loves Brett Favre. Let's bring him back. But there is a story of Brett Favre that did irritate myself and some others.
What's that?
Brett Favre one time was going to a game, and a referee asked Brett Favre, hey, could I get an autograph for my son? And Brett Favre, after the game, snitched on the referee to the NFL saying that was dirty. And, you know, hey, the referee just wanted an autograph for us. And, you know, that's not too good. That reminds me of Roberto Alomar making those comments to the ref, to the ump behind home plate.
Well, and I understand that. I mean, he shouldn't be asking for his autograph, even if it is for his son. So, but, you know, that's what leads to you crying conspiracy theory, I think. All right, so what do you got for us this week? You got any good dirt from down Hollywood? I mean, you got to have like 900 pieces of dirt after hanging out at the Playboy Mansion.
Well, you know, since I'm live in Hollywood right now, what happens in Hollywood likes to stay in Hollywood. But I like to you know, have a little bit leak out. Here's the thing: we got Batman release coming out, and
right.
I'm very happy about Kavi going and seeing it tonight.
Yeah, Kavi apparently is a huge nerd who plays Dungeons and Dragons during his off time, but because he's going to watch a Batman movie. But all right, now is this a good movie or what?
Well, you know what, the Batman, all those other Batmans were absolutely horrendous. I mean, I think the one that came out with, which is Clooney, that buffoon, that was possibly the worst movie ever made.
Wow,
but here's
really?
The thing: this Batman with Christian Bale, who could be possibly one of the best actors, he is going to be phenomenal, this one coming up. People are expecting this weekend to possibly break the all-time record of any weekend ever at the box office. So stay tuned for that. That could be huge. I got some other sneaky little rumors going around that maybe Zac Efron might be a little juicing here for High School Musical 3. Stay tuned for that. Just, you know, little rumors there.
Wow.
Are coming out a little bigger than usual. We got Madonna's brother, who I think is absolutely phenomenal. Have you read any of his book?
No.
Well,
I didn't even know Madonna had a brother.
Yes, well, Madonna's brother apparently was her assistant all along, doing everything this and that.
Ah.
And guess what? He's finally had enough. She was screwing him on the bills. she was the one guy that she continued screwing and didn't get rid of. But finally, he had enough, and he's written this book, and I tell you what, I've read a chapter from it. It is phenomenal. He exposes Madonna for the basically little evil witch that she's been, according to the brother, of course.
That is outstanding. All right, I'm going to have to check that out. Hollywood, always a pleasure. We look forward to seeing you back here again next week. Are you down there? Are you working on any films right now?
You know what? I might be. I'm going up for the lead role in a film tomorrow, so we'll see what happens. And
right,
you know, I'm always working on something.
Lines.
I was at the High School Musical party. I was backstage American Idol's party. I was at the Playboy Mansion party. Kelly, you and Kavi need to come down here, and I'm going to show you guys what it's like in Hollywood.
All right, Kavi, have fun. All right,
bye, guys.
Thanks, Hollywood. See you later. Hollywood Minutes each and every Thursday at this time.